Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, dear brothers and sisters. Welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. That wonderful hymn is called Face to Face with Christ, My Savior. May we be with the Lord today. May we fellowship with Him. May we walk and talk with Him. May He lead us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Today we conclude our series on God will deliver us in 2022. I can assure you that no matter what you face, God will save you. God will see you through to the other side. How can I guarantee that? Well, the Word of God is our surety. The Bible says in numerous places, God is not a man that he should lie. When God makes a promise, he keeps it. When God says he will do something for his children, he will perform it. When God says he will never leave us nor forsake us, you can rest assured he will be by your side. And so we love the Lord. And we could not even imagine what our lives would be like without him, who is our rock, who is our fortress, who is our shield and our strong tower in the day of adversity. We've been looking at 1 Samuel 17:37, which reads, David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord be with thee. Heavenly Father, again we come seeking your face, seeking a seat at your precious table, table in which there's room for each one of your children. We come, Lord, to be fed. We come, Lord, to be strengthened. We come, Lord, to fellowship. We come, Lord, to learn and to gain wisdom for the days ahead. Heavenly Father, minister to our hearts today, we pray. In Jesus' name. And Holy Spirit, have your way with this class, we pray. In Jesus' name. Amen. We talked about battling and defeating the lion, which is our first level of schooling. We talked about battling and defeating the bear, which is our second level of schooling. Today we're going to talk about battling and defeating the giant, the third level of schooling. The lion, the bear, and the giant are the enemies without. They're the enemies outside of the family of God. These are the enemies of the world. These are the enemies who look at the children of God and say, they have a target, and I'm going after them. In looking at Goliath, we know the Sunday school story. There's no need to go into depth or to rehearse all that we know about Goliath. It's one of the most well-known stories by Christians. We've heard sermons on it. I don't know the amount of Sunday school classes that I had on David and Goliath all throughout my Christian life. And so, again, it's a well-known story. No need to go into depth other than we know that Goliath was almost 10 feet tall. The description of Goliath in 1 Samuel Chapter 17, he's just a formidable individual. It describes him in 1 Samuel 17, verse 4, his height was 6 cubits and spanned. That's almost 9 feet, a little over 9 feet tall, almost 10 feet tall. A shade under 10 feet tall. When you look at the National Basketball Association and you look at the great athletes that play in that league, some of them are close to 7 feet. Some are close to seven. The tallest are close to 7 feet. Some of the tallest, a little over 7 feet. This man was almost 10 feet, a giant. He had a full array of weaponry. The Bible tells us all the weapons that he had and how much those weapons weighed. He even had an armor bearer. He even had a caddy, if you will. But the greatest thing that Goliath had, he had two great weapons. Goliath had two great weapons. One is that he was an undefeated champion. If you want to scare someone, if you ever want to scare someone, tell them that they're going against a foe that has never been defeated in combat. He is undefeated. Goliath was undefeated, had never known defeat in his career. That's one. And number two, Goliath was an expert at psychological warfare. Psychological warfare is the warfare of words. Psychological warfare is the warfare of the mouth. Goliath knew how to talk big. And since he had an undefeated record, you add his undefeated record to his big mouth and his great ability to describe what he would do to you. Those were two great weapons. In fact, go with me to 1 Samuel chapter 17. 1 Samuel chapter 17. It says in verse 41, "And the Philistine came near to David, and a man that bare the shield went before him." So Goliath's caddy or armor bearer was going before Goliath, and here comes Goliath, this mountain of a man, mountain, giant of a man. "And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth." He mocked him. He put him down. I remember going to school, to middle school, especially middle school, where kids would put each other down. They disdained each other. They had what they called back then in the 70s rank words. And, you know, before you met in the schoolyard at 3 o'clock, you would say to each other in the classroom what one was going to do to the other in the schoolyard once the bell rang and there was no principal or teacher to save you. So Goliath disdained David and looked at him and saw that he was but a youth, and he was fair-looking, ruddy, in between manhood and childhood, in other words. He looked at him and said, "You're a nobody. Why are they sending me a nobody?" And the Philistine said unto David, "Am I a dog that you come to me with staves?" And the Philistine cursed David, cursed him. Notice, David's not doing any talking. David's not saying anything. This is all psychological warfare. Then in verse 44, the Philistine said unto David, come to me. You come to me, and I will give thy flesh to the fowls of the air and to the beast of the field. Psychological warfare. I remember one time in the seventh grade, if memory serves me correct, there was a boy in my class named Angelo. Angelo was a bully. And that was in PS. No, that was in junior high school 142. In junior high school 142, over there in Brooklyn, New York, there was this big guy. Big, I mean, he belonged in the 10th grade. The reason why he was in the 7th grade was because he got left back numerous times. And in those days, you didn't promote dumb kids. You didn't promote kids who failed. You left them back, unlike today, where they have the social promotion where, you know, if you are the age of the 8th grade, they'll promote you even though you don't have 8th grade capability. So back then, back in the 70s, if you failed, you failed, and that's it. So Angelo really, he belonged in the 10th grade, but he was in the 7th grade. He had been left back numerous times. And he was a big kid, big. Can you imagine 7th grade? I was a skinny little kid in the 7th grade, and this big bully, this 10th grader in the 7th grade, I remember he didn't even fit in the desk. That's how big he was. And he had whiskers. He had, you know, he had facial hair. He was a Rip Van Winkle. He didn't belong in the class, but there he was. And he was picking on one of my friends, and I defended my friend, and Angelo said to me, "Hey, Michael, when 3 o'clock comes, I am going to do this and this and this." And he went on to describe all the things he was going to do to my face at 3 o'clock. Now, if memory serves me correct, I think it was early in the morning. It could have been the second or third period. You know, we had 7 periods in a day, you know, where they would ring the bell, and when the bell rang, you were in one classroom and you picked your books up and you went to the other classroom, and then you were there for 60 minutes and the bell rang and you would go to another classroom. And if I remember right, it was the second period. It was early in the morning. School was just starting. And in that second period class, he described everything he was going to do to me at 3 o'clock. And I remember sitting there after hearing all that, and you can imagine he's describing, he's saying, and in fact, there was even a kid in the class called Charlie, and he had beat up on Charlie the week before, and he said, you see Charlie's face over there? That's what your face is going to look like. And I got to tell you, Charlie didn't look all that good. So I'm in the second period, and I'm sweating bullets, and there I am sitting in my desk, and the teacher's talking, and listen, I'm not listening to anything the teacher's saying, because every word Angelo said is replaying in my mind of all the things he's going to do to me. So the bell rings, and I go to my third period class, and I'm sitting there, and the teacher's talking and teaching the class, and I can tell you I am not paying any mind to what the teacher's saying. In my mind, I am rehearsing everything Angelo said he was going to do to me at 3 o'clock. And until 3 o'clock came, and then finally the bell rang, and I was outside, and he actually did what he said he was going to do. Called psychological warfare. When the moment it came out of his mouth, the moment he said what he said in the second period, my heart melted away and my little knees were knocking, and I knew I was in for it at 3 o'clock. I was already defeated in the second period. Why? Psychological warfare. That's just the way it works. And so Goliath said to David, "I'm going to take your flesh. I'm going to rip your arms out of their sockets, and I'm going to feed your flesh to the vultures. I'm going to feed you to the fowl of the air, and I'm going to give your legs and your feet and your thigh bones. I'm going to give them to the beast of the field. I'm just going to cut you up into pieces and feed you." See, third level opponent. That opponent has an impressive resume. That opponent has never been defeated. That opponent has what he says he will do to you, he's already done it to other people. That opponent has all kinds of armor and weaponry. That opponent has an assistant. You have nothing. You have no armor. You have no resume. You don't even have weapons. You have nothing. You're walking around with a slingshot. You see, my brothers and sisters, God will deliver us. How do you know? How do you know God will deliver you in 2022, no matter what you face? Well, because he's already saved you from the lion. And he's already saved you from the bear. He's already saved you from the giant. Listen, how do I know that God's going to save me today and tomorrow? Well, he already saved me from Angelo. Yeah, Angelo had his way with me. Angelo did rearrange my face. I didn't have to wear sunglasses to school. Yes, I did look like Charlie for a while. It happened. But it's 2022. I'm still here. Angelo did not feed me to the fowls of the air. He did not feed me to the beast of the field. God, in his love, in his grace, in his mercy, had me to survive that. And whatever's threatening you at the proverbial 3 o'clock hour, God will be there with you. You'll survive it. You'll go through. Why? Because he's brought you this far. God's not finished with you. He's not finished with me. Yes, I got to tell you, it did work on me since the second period. Was I paying attention to any of the teachers? No. They were talking and I had a recording, a loop going on in my head. And not only that, but I had classmates who were looking, you know, they sit in front of you and beside you. And my classmates were looking back to see how I was reacting. And I had a few friends that told me, are you okay? And, I'm okay. But listen, I was not okay. I was hoping for some miracle. I was hoping for something, a fire drill, something to get me out of this mess I was in. But as God would have it, there was Angelo at 3 o'clock, and there was I, and there was the pavement, and I did taste some of it. But here I am today, so many years later, looking back and saying, wow, look at all these different things God has brought me through, all of these different enemies, all these different levels. And what have I learned? Because remember, it's the first level of schooling, the second level of schooling, the third level of schooling. What have I learned after all these years? That God will deliver us. That's why these challenges come. So that you can know beyond a shadow of a doubt that no matter what you confront, God will deliver you. He will. David goes on to say in verse 45, then said David, now David had his chance to talk. Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of heaven, whom you have defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand, and I will smite thee and take thy head off from thee, and I will give thy carcass. I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines. This day I'm going to take not only you, but all the soldiers of the Philistine army. And I'm going to feed them to the fowls of the air and the beasts of the field, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. No matter what report you get, no matter what your Angelo tells you he's going to do to you, bank on God's word. Stand on the promises of God. Stand on the promises of God. I want to close by providing a warning. The lion is the enemy without. The bear is the enemy without. Goliath is the enemy without. But dear saints of God, beware of the enemy within. David did not fall to the lion, he did not fall to the bear, and he did not fall to Goliath. He fell because the enemy within overpowered him, and that enemy within, the sin nature. Beware of the sin nature. Beware of your flesh. Beware of your carnal leanings. Bring them under subjection. Crucify your flesh so that you do not succumb and are defeated by the enemy within. Well, saints, that does it for today. I hope this series was a blessing to you. It's always a blessing to me to remember my past and to take something that's happened to me in the past and line it up with Scripture and to see how God is so ever faithful and delivering us from those things that terrify us at the time. But we can rest assured that the God who delivered us in the 1970s and the 80s and the 90s will deliver us in the 2000s. Well, I want to close today's broadcast with the hymn, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Yes, indeed. If you have any problems, if you have anything that is troubling your heart and soul, take it to your big brother, Jesus. God bless you.
What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Love.